Welcome back to the Johnny B Show, 102.5 The Bone. It's real, it's raw, it is radio.
Are you playing the song because I told you it was my least favorite song ever?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
We played it a few weeks ago.
Cherry Pie?
Yeah, and I was like, the song sucks.
Oh, you know what it is? Subliminally, I hate your guts.
The chick on the video is the hottest ever.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. She's really hot.
Guess what? The song's dudes on terrible. The video, also very hot. They look like
girls.
They
look girls. Like chicks, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, the makeup game and the hair game in the 80s. I remember watching a Van Halen video when I was a kid, and I'm like, God, that lady is really, really flexible. It was David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good. Phone lines are open for you, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We're doing our grown-up Christmas list. And this week, 80s. If you could have one present that is an item from the 80s that it would be hard to get your hands on nowadays, what would it be? We want to know. We'll go around the room. Anna, if you could have one thing from the 80s, what would it be?
To be in the 90s.
You suck.
She was three.
I know, but I wasn't around in the 50s, but I could probably think of something that I would like to have from the 50s. You know what I mean?
It would have to be a car, I would imagine. What else do you know from the 50s?
57 Chevy. Dude, I know everything about the 50s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that existed in the 80s exists now, but is better.
It's not true.
Not true.
Not
like
true
what?
At all.
Not true.
What?
You shut your
what,
stupid...
a radio?
For
a TV?
Example, a boombox?
A boombox.
You can find boomboxes here.
A Walkman?
You can get a Walkman.
No, you can't.
Not a given.
It's called an iPad.
Why are we yelling at each other?
I don't know.
Guys, I will pull this van over.
Want to hear mine?
Well, yeah. Go ahead, please.
Hear mine?
Yeah.
I have two.
You're not just going to phone it in and be like, hey, get back in the 90s.
No.
Oh, like a real item?
Yeah, like a real item.
I like it.
I'm going to go with the Castle Grayskull playset collection. Or, he's nodding.
Now, look. I'm not looking at you like I know. I'm being taken back right now because you're talking about the one that opened up like
yes!
a suitcase.
Whoa.
Yes.
And then you have the inside.
God.
It was
the voice changing.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Skeletor voice change.
Yes.
And it was basically like a Barbie dream house for boys with He-Man characters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you have all the characters, all the He-Man?
All of them.
I had most of the He-Mans.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what you're talking about.
But when I was a kid, I wanted to be a ninja. It was well known in my neighborhood. My little neighborhood in Seminole Heights. They used to call me the Fat Ninja. It was one of my nicknames. All the right. little kids in the neighborhood would call me. Because I would be out in my backyard with like nunchucks and throwing stars. And I had a recurve bow and I had an old mattress up against the fence. I drew like a dude on it. I would shoot arrows into him from across the yard. All these kids are like, man, he's like a real fat ninja. And it was like, man.
So what does a fat ninja bring to the table?
He's a fat ninja.
Ninjas are like
snacks.
Agile.
He brings snacks. To the table.
Way better.
Look, I figured out, you know, midway through my teenage years that it probably wasn't destined to be my thing. Because they do flips and they're very easy at hiding, and I couldn't do those things at all.
We got Twitter blowing up. We got a few people chiming in on Twitter.
Anyway, my point was, though, I would dress all my He-Man characters up in ninja suits. So I was,
why not?
I had like a little mini, like I had all these little pieces of cloth, and I would, I was like a seamstress. I would make little ninja suits for all my He-Man characters.
Want to hear my second one?
Please.
G.I. Joe. Anything G.I. Joe.
Yeah, well, specific, though.
You know like action figures.
Oh, actual Joe?
Actual, hell yes. Cobra Commander, all that stuff.
Well, the
man.
Original G.I. Joes back in the 60s, they were like, a foot and a half tall. They're gigantic.
Yes.
Wine Garden, are you familiar with the 80s?
Yes, I am. Did you ever collect muscles?
Muscles. Look, we know you work out. You don't have to be a jerk off.
I mean, they're not as impressive as these muscles, but they were these little figurines. They were like flesh colored.
Really?
Muscles. There was one was like a big hand with a bunch of crazy bumps.
You sure that's from the 80s?
I'm pretty sure.
That's weird.
Muscles. Look them up.
It had to be some really cheap item your parents bought you.
I got it. I'm Googling that. Yes.
Whoa, calm down.
I remember them now.
Muscles gave him a boner.
Fair.
I don't like that at all.
See? I'm not crazy.
727-579-1025 800-771-1025. We want to know what your 80s Christmas wish item would be.
Oh, I have one.
Okay.
John Lennon.
John Lennon?
Because he's dead.
I know, but I think he died in
no, 80, it was 80 or 81.
81, yeah.
80.
I remember.
I'm going to say 80.
It was the day the music died.
John Lennon.
Yeah, it's really
dead.
Sad. It's really sad. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Oh, man.
Dead.
You want to, you know what I would have? I would bring back the Green Machine.
What?
Green Machine.
The Green Machine.
Green Machine was like a big wheel.
Is that a carpet cleaner?
You remember the big wheel?
I remember the big wheel. I had one.
Oh, big yeah. wheel's like a little trike.
Yes.
Well, the Green Machine had two arms on an arm on each side, and you move the arms back and forth to get the power.
Okay.
But then it had like a if you yanked the arm one way and the other one the other way, you would do like a Tokyo Drift, and you could do like 360s and stuff on your Green Machine.
I like it.
It was pretty badass.
I like it.
I also had a big wheel that was a Dukes of Hazzard edition with the side hack little bar thing.
Of course, you did.
Yeah, of course. Johnny B Show, what up?
Hey, Johnny B, how you doing there?
Mother Trucker George.
How are you?
I'm good, buddy.
Happy Kwanzaa to you.
You too, man. Happy Kwanzaa. Yeah. You got the old Kwanzaa log lit up tonight?
No, it's Happy Kwanzaa.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Hanukkah and Christmas.
Oh,
everybody's celebrating like something.
Hell yeah. Now you can chop up that menorah and that Christmas tree and throw it on that Kwanzaa log.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Add some bacon on there.
Oh, damn.
Not for Hanukkah.
Now, George, were you alive in the 80s?
Yes, I was alive in the 80s. I created the 80s.
Hell yeah. What would your 80s item be, man, if you could have Santa Claus bring you anything?
I would like the Beat It t-shirt. Remember when Michael Jackson video Beat It?
Yes, I used to beat it with the t-shirt also. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just not a towel.
Yeah, right? Yeah. If you don't have a towel, you just take one of your brother's t-shirts. It's the best way
brothers?
To do it. Yeah, what?
Master.
What? So my brother's under-roos. A jerk, man. What do you want to do? Yeah, you use your Aquaman under-roos.
Oh. They never sold that t-shirt.
I remember
the Michael Jackson wore.
Dude, that album cover was badass. He's laying there with the tiger.
Yeah, the t-shirt that he had already had piano keys on it.
Hell yeah.
With all the zippers on it, but
yeah,
there is nowhere that they ever sold the t-shirt.
He was still a little bit black during that album.
That's when he was black.
That's so nice, man.
You know, it was just when he came up with the black and white.
Yeah.
He started changing colors.
He was all confused.
Man
yeah.
in the mirror.
Man in the mirror. Who wants to look at that?
Whiter and whiter.
Yeah, then he came out with that album, I Bang Kids. I know. Mother Trucker
just turned into a ghost. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he died.
That was a great album.
He died. The album he dropped last year was awesome. George, thanks for listening, pal.
All right.
Merry Kwanzaa, bro. Later. All right, man.
Peace.
All right.
Mother Trucker George.
Man, the celebrity b-holes on hold right now are crazy.
Calm it down. Peachy, what's up, brother?
What it do, kid?
Peachy grew up in my neighborhood. We go way, way back.
How's my cracker-ass cracker buddy doing?
I am pretty good, my big, fat Puerto Rican barber friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I had to chime in on the old 80s topic there, man. I used to love anything Transformers.
Oh,
yeah.
The Walkman, which his name was Soundwave. They had the little cassette decks. They used to transform the birds and dogs.
Yes, I remember that. Oh, robots in disguise.
That was awesome.
Hell yeah.
My sisters, it was real funny because they wanted Cabbage Patch Kids. But they didn't have Cabbage Patch Kids anywhere to be found because they all sold out. So my mom and dad found these Cabbage Patch Kids look-alike.
Oh, I remember that. They were the kale babies.
Yeah, I think they were the lettuce and tomato kids.
The project kids.
My sisters walked around telling everybody, oh, yeah, we got the Cabbage Patch Kids cousins.
Oh, no.
And like, oh, the cousins, okay. Oh, that's cool. That was hilarious.
Yeah, the Cabbage Patch Kids came with a birth certificate. The Lettuce and Tomato Kids came with a death certificate and a gun. All right, PG. Right, thanks for calling, bro.
Monday, man. We got to do something.
All right, brother. I'll see you later, man. Yeah, that guy's awesome. I played football with him when I was like 9 years old. Big guy. Awesome guy. He has a barbershop right outside of Seminole Heights. Good dude.
Also a fat ninja?
I don't think he wanted to be a fat ninja. No. I actually think he wanted to be Menudo. All five of them by himself.
Went a different way.
Right? Yeah, he's like, I can do all five parts. William, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, yeah, it's Garbage Pail Kids.
Yes.
Ooh. Those stickers.
Hell yeah. You want Santa Claus to bring you little Garbage Pail Kids?
Hell yeah.
Those were fun, dude. I had all of them, I think. I had a lot of them.
Right. I still don't have any of them left, unfortunately. But now they're worth the buck.
I hope Santa brings you some, bro.
All right, man.
All right. Have a good one, buddy. Like it, Garbage Pail Kids.
Hey, before we get to the next caller, can I do some of these Twitter shout-outs?
Please do.
Absolutely,
so.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our girl Jessica, whose Twitter handle I can never pronounce.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the Voltron doll, or the Voltron action figure.
Dude, I have it written down right here. I was going Voltron next.
Yeah, Voltron.
The Voltron was like 4 feet tall, and it was all five lion robots, and you connect them together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chip McKenzie says the Star Wars Death Star space station. He's got a picture of that.
What?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
And then who do we have? Yeah, we've got David Silvesman that says Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can get the Nintendo Classic now.
Yes, you still can, yes.
You just don't have to blow in a cartridge to make it work.
We've got people saying pinball machines, too.
Dude.
Tabletop pinball machines.
You can get those. You can get pinball machines.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine has one in his game room, and I am super jealous. He's got the Kiss pinball machine. Ooh. One of the most badass ones ever.
I hate Kiss.
I hate you. Council, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey,
funny, they, it's not what I was going to say, but you said Voltron?
Yeah.
There was a lion Voltron. That was cool. I had the bitch-ass Voltron.
Oh, the spaceship one? The spaceships?
Yeah, mom didn't get it right, bless her heart.
Oh, man. Is she still alive?
But, yeah, man, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean,
she don't deserve to be getting you the spaceship Voltron.
Well, what I really like to say,
you should have Menendez that ass. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What I really want to bring back from the 80s is my hairline.
Oh, bro, I'm right there with you. I didn't even think about that. I had a sweet-ass mullet in the 80s. Damn it.
Yeah, me too. And it was a spiked mullet.
I wish I had pictures, but my house burned down. I don't know if you heard about that.
Total Dukes of Hazzard material.
Council, thanks, bro. I'll see you next week.
All right.
Peace. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Anything from the 80s, if you can get old St. Nick to come by the crib, what would it be? Jason.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Just chilling, you know, doing what I do.
I would have to say Castle Grayskull, Snake Mountain.
Ooh. Snake
Zoids.
Yeah.
GoBots.
Ooh.
That's like the original toys.
Hell yeah. GoBots better than Autobots?
GoBots was like a... It was before Transformers.
I know.
GoBots came out first.
I know. Then they stole the idea. Like, oh, we're not the GoBots. Yeah. We're the Autobots. Jerks.
Autobots, yep.
Trash ass. All right, buddy. Thanks for listening, bro. I hope you get what you want.
All right.
Santa Claus is real.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
You too, man.
Yeah.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. And B-hole royalty on the line. One of the top B-holes out there. Chooch, what is happening?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing, Chooch. What you want from the 80s, friend?
I can't say it as quick as that guy used to, but I want the Micro Machines.
Micro Machines.
Micro Machines.
Those are pretty cool.
Those
I'd always
awesome.
Lose
yeah.
them. They were too micro, man.
And like little Legos with wheels.
Yeah, man. I remember my dad used to step on them, and he hated them. I remember I wanted a skateboard when I was a kid. And my dad was very blunt about the fact that I was too fat to be skateboarding anywhere. So I took the next thing on my list here, Chooch, a real heavy metal Tonka truck. Remember when Tonka was made out of rusty metal and you could actually get tetanus from it?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
My goodness.
I took a Tonka dump truck and ripped the top off. Put a board on top of the wheelings and made a ghetto skateboard out of it. And my dad was right. I fell down and gave myself a concussion. Too fat. Chooch, thanks for listening, pal.
All right, you got it. Y'all have a good one.
You the man, Chooch. Last caller. Man, I love this reminiscence stuff,
great.
Dude.
Yeah. This is fantastic.
Taking me back. Chris, what's up, bro?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. What do you want Santa to bring you from the 80s?
I just want my dad back, man.
Oh, man.
Chris.
I'm just kidding. He can stay gone. I want
that. That ain't right.
Oh, that was awesome. That's a good one to end on.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, damn.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.